Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. This hour brought to you by Julian Gray and Associates. We'll be joined by some of our friends from Julian Gray in just a little bit. Donnie Chedrick and Doran Dickerson with you. I also want to tell you 412-928-9370, the number to get involved. You can hit us up on the fan text line at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we also have another tote board update, checking that Guardian Protection tote board, and we sit now at $32,566. And, Doran, we found out that during one of the breaks, a listener who wanted to be anonymous, who has firefighters that run in the family, donated a $10,000 check.
That's just unbelievable, right?
So unbelievable. The walking thing for me, I still do want to walk in the gear. I don't know if it is humanly possible for me to do the amount of mileage that is now on my docket. I think I'd have to actually walk like a full marathon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible. But I am going to walk. I promise people out there, I'm not cheating out of the bet or anything. I'm not sure if the amount of time is actually possible for me to get it done. But we have our friends here from Julian Gray and Associates sitting down with us. We have Julian, we have Matthew with us here on 93.7 The Fan. We had one of your own last year. Matthew was my intern all last summer.
Sonny Gray, yes.
How's he doing? Oh. All right, Charlie's trying. Hopefully your ears are still intact.
Yeah, we're good.
I don't think that they're on.
Yeah.
There we go.
How's that? A little loud. But, yeah, Sonny Gray still here, you know, hanging out. Just finished up at Syracuse, heading up to Cape Cod Baseball League here next week to do the Brewster Whitecaps
thing. Good.
Very excited.
I know he's very into writing. That was something that last summer I really caught on to, you know, how much journalism he was into. A little bit more so than radio, but hey, I mean, everybody has a stronger interest in this field. So
right. Well, thank you for all your guidance and you know, he's got to get a taste of everything, right? You're in this business, you want to learn everything you can.
So, that's true.
It's a great experience. You love being here. Yeah.
That's true. So I talk a little bit about, you know, what you guys are all about, you know, what all the law firm does and offers.
Sure. Well, first of all, this is such a great thing. It's so nice that you guys are doing this again this year. I've heard so many other folks say it, but, it, you know, you can't repeat it enough to give back to the communities. You know, firefighters sacrifice so much, just like, you know, all of our first responders. And so we're just very thankful to be involved. You know, one of the things people will say, you know, what do you guys do? We're a law firm. We're lawyers, but you know, we help people with disabilities that are in crisis, and that's so important. So, you know, it's baseball season. I'll make my one pitch, and that's it, and just say, if you're facing one of those situations, you're in a nursing home, you think you have to spend down all your money, that's where we really have helped out, you know, thousands of families. I've been doing this for over 30 years now, and it's very gratifying to be able to help those families in crisis.
What is your guys' connection to firefighters?
Well, my connection is I think firefighters are amazing people. They're making all the sacrifices and get taken away from their families and so forth, as I said. But Matt is a former firefighter. So he's a triple threat. He's a good nice. Lawyer, an ex-firefighter, and a better looking guy than me. So he's a triple threat.
total badass. Total package.
I just really, to echo what Julian says, I really like helping people. And, you know, whether that's with my legal profession and expertise. I was previously a firefighter where my wife and I used to live. And so, you know, these types of causes are very near and dear to me, and I really appreciate Julian, you know, also kind of adopting, you know, that type of pride as well, and, you know, giving back to these communities. Because, you know, volunteer firefighting really is something that is somewhat rare in this country at this point, and only becoming rare just in terms of having bodies to actually get on the truck. So, you know, these types of events are really important to continuing, you know, that type of tradition in the fire service.
So how did you take that start, you know, working with firefighters to, you know, doing what you're doing now?
So I actually started in the elder law and estate planning side first, and then in 2016 or 17, I actually went and decided to volunteer for the local township's fire department. But what I would say, the kind of symbiosis between the two, if you will, is it's helping people out of a tough spot, whether that's from a physical standpoint because there's a building fire, or it's because, you know, something that somebody has worked their entire life to build, whether it be their assets, their home, you know, helping them to keep that. So, you know, it's just helping people out of tough spots, I think, is just something that I've been called to do, and I like doing, whether that's from the legal side or, you know, from more of the first responder side when I was doing that. So
how can people get more information about your law firm?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is grayelderlaw.com, or you can call us at 412-458-6000. And one thing I did want to mention, it's a good point. So many people have misconceptions about lawyers, right? They think, oh, my God, as soon as I pick up the phone, it's going to be this much money. For everyone, and especially firemen, first responders, military, we're VA-accredited attorneys. We work with veterans every day. We never charge a fee to just talk to someone. You know, we want to know if we can help you. And if we can't help you, then, you know, we're good. Like, but at least you got really good advice from people who are trained to help you in your estate planning, tax planning, benefits. A lot of people are worried about what's this going to cost. So we really tried to keep the door open so people can get good advice. So you can call us, talk to Courtney there, and we'll be happy to help you.
Do you guys have like a community budget where you kind of, you know, set aside like, you know, causes that you want to donate to, whatever it may be, or something like this where it's the local volunteer fire departments?
You know, we do a lot of things. We always love to give back, especially locally. And my mantra on this is I try to do more every year. I want that number to be bigger every year, Donnie. So that's what we try to do. So, and Lori's in charge of that somewhere. She's got a check here. And I know that's what we're doing today, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
wow.
We have a check here for $1,500 to help out with the cost.
Thank you so
much. There you go.
Thank you. That is fantastic. Okay.
That's Julian. The least we can do.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a pit guy. And I see that S on your shirt. It does look really good on you. That color, that scheme. I don't like Syracuse. I can't stand Syracuse, but I like you, and I like the shirt on you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm a Penn State grad, but, you know, right now this is where all my money goes to pay for Sonny Gray, so I might as well advertise it and, you know, prep it. So, anyway.
Well, Penn State's even worse, so.
Yeah. All right. But, hey, I really appreciate it. Like I said, we can make this donation today, help out our firefighters any way we can, and I appreciate, Matt, you know, your service when you were serving as a firefighter. People don't realize how much sacrifice these folks make, and we're all happy when a firefighter comes to help us out, right? But we don't think of all the sacrifices they're making every single day to hone their skills to be there for us when we need them. So, you know, let's all pay attention to what their needs are too. So thanks for letting us be on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Julian, Matt, yes. Thank you for hopping on with us, guys. The folks at Julian Gray Associates and a very generous $1,500 donation to this hour. Doran, we might be setting the bar here for everybody else.
Honestly.
Because I feel like the 2 hours that we've been on, Jason was with us from 12 to 1. We're setting the bar pretty high here.
That's what
for
we
people.
Do. The double Ds.
How many miles are you up to now?
I was just telling him I am going to walk. I don't think it's humanly possible for me to get it done unless other guys want to, like, take turns. But I would have to walk like a near full marathon.
You know, right. What, Donnie? Right. To help you out, I will not walk. I am not going to walk. I will sit back and I will relax. I have no chance of going to do that. But good luck.
I thought I was going to get you. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Likewise. So those are the folks at Julian Gray and Associates. Again, a very generous $1,500 donation. Stop out and see us. If you can, you can get 3 raffle tickets, good for some great prizes like gift cards to Globe Airport Parking, Lamont, Mount Lebanon Saloon, Harmony Organic Insect Control from Every True Value Hardware, and Cintas Fire Safety, also a Hofbrauhaus House gift card, is eligible to receive as well. Doran, only a little bit more time for us. There was something today coming into this that I wanted to ask you. Your 5 favorite tight ends in NFL history.
Oh, that's a good question. 5 favorite tight ends.
I have a pretty good idea of who one of them will probably be, both due to ability and personal connection, but I wanted to get your top 5.
My top 5, Rob Gronkowski.
That was the one. Yeah.
And being, you know, friends with him and playing with him and just seeing how he operated every day, the guy was born to play football. You know, he was built to play football. His mentality is all about football, a lot smarter than probably people think, just listening to him. But, you know, just being able to – the complete tight end, which you don't really get that much anymore. He can block. He can pass protect. He can run routes on safeties. He can run routes on linebackers. He can run routes on receivers. He can, you know, catch fade balls. He did it all. He's the greatest tight end in the history of the game. Number 2, Shannon Sharp. That's somebody that I kind of emulated. We were the same height, same size, 6'2", 225, 230. Wore the same number in college. We wore number 2. Obviously a Hall of Fame tight end. Man, number 3. So now we're getting in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now we're getting into a gray area.
Yeah, because I feel like that's everybody's top 2.
Yeah. Man, I have to honestly go with Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Travis Kelce because of, you know, just the way that he became who he was. Became, you know, he was a quarterback in high school, you know, was in trouble for a little bit and, you know, then got on the right side of things and, you know, being paired with Mahomes and they just play backyard football. He's just so much fun to watch. Kellen Winslow, senior, the dad from the Chargers, he would be number 4. And number 5, number 5. You know who I'm going to go with? A guy that I trained with, a guy that I was lucky enough to pick his brain, Heath Miller. Heath Miller is in my top 5 because of just the mentality he brought to the game. He was very quiet. He just went to work every day. He was very detail-oriented, and I just thought that he played football the right way. He plays football, or he played football the right way, the way the game is supposed to be played. Never complained. Did the dirty work. Whenever the pass was thrown to him, he always caught the ball. He was clutch. He made the big blocks. And he was nasty, and he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. So those are my top five.
It was always cool, like any time that Heath showed any sort of emotion, because normally it was just catch ball, first down, whatever. He tosses it to the official. But, like, you'd get, like, that rare time where he'd get up, and even if it's just, like, a little fist pump or something, you're like, oh, Heath is fired up.
He's fired up. Yeah. And then, he was a quarterback, too, you know, going into college to Virginia. And I think it was Matt Schaub who came in, I want to say the same year or the year after, and that's what made him move to tight end. So he wasn't just a tight end from Jump Street. He was a quarterback, former quarterback, and moved to the tight end position and obviously went in the first round and had a hell of a career here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because I think the old joke was that the Steelers pretty much had more quarterbacks than anybody because they had Ben. They would have Charlie Batch and Tommy Maddox, but then they had Randall L., they had Hines Ward, and then Heath Miller, I think, was like number seven in case of emergency, just like the glass break emergency guy. Did Travis Kelce, was he on that 09 Cincinnati team? I know Jason Kelce was.
I think he was. I don't know if he played, though.
And
I think,
like,
he was.
A little bit about their story, you know, for anybody listening who, like, didn't watch the Jason Kelce documentary. Plus, people love to hate those guys now just because they're all over the place. But I do think they have a cool story. I mean, Jason got picked in round six, and the dude's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Travis was a mid-round pick. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. But the way that Jason basically saved his career, because he had to convince the Cincinnati coaches to, like, hey, man, give him another shot. You know, he's really not that bad of a guy because, I mean, he was – you know, he got caught with weed a couple of times or whatever it may have been. So Jason saved his little brother's career, and now the dude is one of the most popular football players alive.
Yeah, it's a great story of how life can just change in a second, and, you know, not for bad but for good. Like, if you're prepared for your opportunity and you believe in yourself, I mean, then the next day you could be dating Taylor Swift. Like that's how and as funny as that sounds, that's how fast things can go in life. Before you know it, you could just shoot to the top, but you got to be ready to stay at the top. So those guys, I give them so much credit for even their post-career, Jason's post-career right now, of just being himself and getting paid a lot of money to just be Jason Kelce, and, you know, he's everywhere. And that's exactly what Travis is doing as well. I mean, they're over $100 million on their podcast they've made. I mean, just those two brothers just, you know, chatting it up. Could you imagine, like, you and your brother just make it, and you're just doing that? Like, that's the dream. That is the absolute dream.
Yeah, you get up, you, like, just talk to your little brother every day, or older brother, I guess, for Travis's sake. And yeah, they have, I think, one of the most popular podcasts in the world right now. The only other names, the names I'm surprised you didn't have on there, which I know I only asked you for five, and it didn't necessarily have to be like every single all-time great. I thought Gates might be on there.
I didn't. I liked Gates. I thought that he was very dynamic, and obviously he is one of the best. But I'm a old school tight end guy at the end of the day, and I could only fit really one new school tight end, which was Travis Kelce, in my five. I you need to be able to block, and Gates didn't really want to block.
Tony Gonzalez was another one. I thought maybe that he'd probably have him on there. I thought Ditka too, maybe due to the Pitt connection.
You know what? yeah, I guess I missed on that one, but I never got to see him play.
Yeah, so. I get your point there, because if you're listing off, like, just like your five favorite, it's like, I'm not going to list off a guy that I never really got to watch or got to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously Ditka would be on there, and but you know, these are guys that I've watched growing up, or played with, or watched playing against. That's my list. And Heath Miller, honestly, he could move from five to a different spot in my top five. It depends on what day it is, because that's how much respect I had for him whenever he was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
You know who I loved as a kid? Jeremy Shockey,
yes.
The helmet coming off. Yep. He's running like an extra 20 yards. You're not even allowed to do that anymore.
He loved the party.
You got those vibes from him, too.
I ran into him one time in Florida, and we were at this bar, and I was like, listen, you know, this is my first year in the NFL. I'm like, hey, I'm a tight end. You know, he's like, hey, come back to my place. And he had all kinds of people with him. I was like, I'm good. Like, I see what's going on. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for all that. I'll end up in the ocean somewhere.
That's probably a smart decision on your end. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're coming up close here on 2 p.m. We have a limited number of Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts available. A $20 donation will get you one. All the proceeds are going to the local volunteer fire department. You can also order them online at Keystone Custom Apparel. And the odds are that a call has gone out for a fire in this past hour. The volunteers in the community will leave their job, leave their family, maybe a golf course to assist in fighting the emergency. So please consider making a donation of any amount to help these volunteers who sacrifice so much for us. We've had people donate $13.09 for the 13-9 game. Maybe somebody wants to donate $30 for Paul Skeens, whatever it may be.
My buddy, who is a big Pitt supporter, one of the best guys I know, Chris Valasek, he said he's willing to donate $5,000 if Adam Crowley wears a Pitt shirt. $5,000 from Chris Valasek, one of the best guys I know. If Crowley puts on a Pitt shirt, $5,000.
A small request that could go a very long way financially for the local volunteer fire departments. And I think Crowley's a good enough team player that he's gonna go for that. So this will continue coming up next. By the way, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Fan Weather is brought to you by our friends at Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very warm, humid today. Maybe some rain later on. High in the mid-80s. Doran, I think we'll be back together, what, at 4 a.m.?
We're on
6 a.m. Yeah, we're on one of the last shifts for this. It'll be you, me, Jeff Hathorn, I believe, with us as well. But this was a blast, man. I think we helped out a lot. I mean, we did a little part, but a lot of people helping us out and helping out the local volunteer fire departments in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time that we're spending here and then what everybody does to just, help other people, and especially firefighters and first responders. I mean, it is really, truly amazing what they do on their volunteer time to help others. It's a fantastic endeavor that we're doing right now, and I'm so happy to be a part of it, man.
And a big thank you as well to Sean Myers back behind the glass in Greentree for his great work as well. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department continues next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.